Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello again. So this is our second podcast in the cybersecurity series that we're running. The first was about big data, why your information is valuable. Over the next 7 or 8 minutes, we're going to talk about an automated attack, attacks that are made automatically, so thousands can be conducted at any given time. We're going to talk about phishing, farming, name generator, and also bot attacks. Phishing and farming are not with an F, they're written with a PH. Phishing, farming, name generator, and BOT, bot attacks. Social engineering is the name given to the type of attack that tricks you into sharing valuable personal information. There are many types of social engineering attacks. In this step, we're going to talk about four of the most important and common methods of the automated attack: phishing, farming, name generator, and bot attacks. A phishing attack is an email or an SMS message, for example, which at first look appears to be from a reliable source, usually a recognizable website that we might use regularly and comfortably. The communication will either ask for the information directly or offer you a link to another website where the information can be input. They might use your phone or a messaging system you also use regularly and ask you for information and make it sound as if it's necessary to act with speed to prevent a bad situation. Phishing emails can be recognized if you're aware of how often they're used. These are the main things to look for. An email you didn't expect that is asking you to send personal information or your login details, for example. They may contain spelling errors or a web address, URL address, that shows a series of random letters and numbers and letters. A suspicious link. Text that looks as if it's a link, but it isn't. Text that's linked to a web address that contains spelling errors and or lots of random numbers and letters. Text that's linked to a domain name that you don't know and doesn't seem to be connected to the sender. So instead of a company name, it might be a Hotmail or Gmail address, for example. An email or a message that doesn't name you personally, but contains information that appears to be specific to your information. Some phishing attacks are more personalized and target specific individuals. These are called spear phishing. For example, it might pretend to be from a company you know and have had an account with, or maybe someone of some importance who has selected you for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make enormous amounts of money from helping them to transfer cash or gold from one account to another. Maybe the communication seems to be from an authentic email account of a friend who's in trouble and asking you to send help, money, immediately because they're stuck somewhere and they've lost their wallet, their suitcase, etc. Obviously be careful. Don't rush to send money or make any hurried decisions till you've run some checks. Bear in mind how easy it is to do something quickly and get into trouble for it. Some phishing attacks have sent emails to companies offering supposed medical advice to help protect you, the employee, against coronavirus. The emails might claim to be from medical experts. "This little measure can save you," says one phishing email. "Use the link below to download safety measures." Yeah, don't. Workplace policy emails. Cybercriminals have targeted employees' workplace emails accounts. One phishing email begins, "All due to the coronavirus," with a company name, "is actively taking safety precautions by instituting a communicable disease management policy." And if you click on the fake company policy, you'll also download malicious, dangerous software that attacks your company workplace. The only real defense is be very careful and vigilant, as well as use the continually updated security software. A farming attack is where malware takes you to a copy of the website that you're searching for. But this has dangerous intent to gain information from you or your device. As your device opens the site, the attackers who control that site get in and steal information that you input into the website's required information fields. If you're on the alert and you're aware, farming attacks can be recognized by aspects of the site that look out of place, such as slightly different looking logos and a couple of spelling mistakes, links that don't appear to function and might be broken. Your browser and security software might recognize problems with the page and send you a ping and alert. If you look at the top left-hand corner of the URL, there might not be a padlock symbol in the front of the URL to show you that the site is secure. If you think this website is a dangerous, risky one, close your browser and update your antivirus on your computer or your phone, and then reload the page, try again. A name generator attack is an attack in which you might be asked for a few pieces of information, perhaps to receive a download or a fun-looking game or to try a quiz. Hackers can cross-reference, or we call it triangulate evidence, the person's information to supply you information to work out your answers and security questions, and from these, try to gain access to your accounts. Be very careful. If you're asked for a series of personal questions like your pet's name, your mother's maiden name, addresses, favorite things, your date of birth, where you were born, these are preferred passwords to your account. So be very careful. Keep them to yourself. It's much easier to hack information from a person than it is to hack the new technologies that make you vulnerable to increased data attacks. Bot attacks, or DDoS, distributed denial of service attacks. These are on the increase, especially when students' information can be gathered or school system networks can be so pressured that they can stop working by receiving an overwhelming number of requests or traffic from different sources. This might be when a payment, a ransom, could be demanded to get the system back online and functioning again. This would be a ransomware attack. Students have even been known to hack into school systems to change their grades. So there we have it. A few automated attacks that can be sent out by the thousands. So these are the most common. Please be aware that this happens every day. Be vigilant. Now we're going to move on to the third podcast in this series, which are the interactive attacks.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.